It's called concentrating solar power, or CSP. Utility-scale power plants use mirrors to reflect and focus sunlight. The resulting heat spins a large turbine to make electricity, the same way conventional power plants do. But coal and natural gas can generate electricity on demand. Now, thanks to CSP, so can the sun. The solar heat is stored in solid or molten materials and then used on demand, the way fossil fuels are. Ranga Pichamani is chief scientist and director of the Concentrating Solar Program for the U.S. Department of Energy's SunShot Initiative and a professor of mechanical engineering at Virginia Tech.
Concentrating solar power plays very nicely with conventional fossil generation sources. By virtue of the fact that the turbine is the same for any thermal power generation plant, you can actually integrate concentrating solar power to add the boost to a fossil generation plant very easily, and there are plants that exist of that kind.
So far, most concentrating solar power plants are in the Southwest, but costs for all forms of solar energy have been dropping in recent years, making it more attractive in less sunny parts of the country. And because utilities can add solar power to their existing plants, the fear of job loss to heavy coal-producing regions may be lessened, making the transition to green energy easier.
The advantage is that the more solar you integrate into this plant, the less fossil that you burn, and therefore you reduce the carbon footprint. And it uses existing infrastructure, and it's the same utility operators, it's the same plant operators, so nothing goes away. It's just adding on to existing infrastructure.
Pichamani oversees a number of projects across the nation aimed at streamlining the adoption of solar power. Studies suggest concentrating solar power technology systems could provide approximately one quarter of global electricity needs by 2050. I'm Robbie Harris.